You don't want to put that in there, Travis.
Kellen, take us through day one. How'd it go out there?
Thought it was pretty good for day one. Obviously some stuff that we got to fix, and getting some of the younger guys to kind of get knowing the playbook and, you know, knowing what they're seeing out there. But for day one, thought it was pretty good. We still got to grow, can't be satisfied, and we got a long way to go.
How can you explain just your comfort level right now versus this time a year ago?
I feel like my knowledge is there and, you know, still willing to grow. But my leadership role has had to take over over this offseason. You know, Travion gone, and so it's kind of me, Jamon, and Justin Medebike on both sides of the ball to kind of lead and take us where we need to be.
Kelly, this is your third spring, you know, being here. What's the biggest jump? What's the biggest difference now than the first time you've been here, you know, so many times?
I feel like just my confidence and just being able to know that I'm a leader on this team and being able to have such a big impact. I feel like it's going to help me grow and help my success on the field and kind of bring everybody up and elevate with me.
Is it weird to think you're an upperclassman now?
Yeah, it's crazy. It went by super fast.
Did you thicken up a little bit all season?
Yeah, I'm about 215. About 215.
What were you during the year?
210, 211. Plan on being around 219 to 220 for the season.
Looks like you have your upper body moves.
Smitty. How's your approach changed now that you're kind of the undoubted starter compared to the last few times around when you've been in competition with guys?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, last year, my same focus is trying to get everybody, make sure that myself and everybody else is on the same page, and same thing this year. So just kind of just being that leader on the team, just getting everybody to continue to grow and not be satisfied.
As that leader on the team, what is your goal as quarterback, as leader for this group during spring ball?
Just not to be satisfied, continue to grow, understand where we can be and what type of team that we can be. You know, we got a lot of guys coming back, some key guys that left, but we still understand what type of team that we can be, and we got a hell of a schedule, and so we're definitely up for it.
Does the playbook get a little more complex in the second year under Jimbo's system, and does he add more things in there? Is it still pretty much what you were looking at last year this time?
He'll add a little bit more, but it's just not necessarily new plays, just like new tags, just probably some game plan stuff that will happen more in the season than rather in spring ball, but pretty much the same thing, just kind of getting you know, James, Zach Calzada, those guys up to par, and then we can continue to grow from that.
Kellen, what are you seeing from Kendrick Rogers right now?
Definitely, I know this offseason he's kind of worked on his route running. Everyone kind of looks at him as, you know, a jump ball receiver, a guy who goes deep, but just knowing him, how hard he works, you know, no matter what, he's not going to be satisfied where he's at. He's going to continue to grow in every fashion of what a receiver needs to do. So I'm definitely looking forward to him having a great season.
How confident are you that he'll turn that flash that we saw into more consistent production?
Yeah, and definitely with him, I played her few games last year. So just having him going to be able to stay healthy is going to be really big for him. I know how he can play, and we've all seen it. Just got to be more consistent, and that's just with everybody, not just him.
How's the initial connection between you and the tight ends, and especially a Baylor Cup coming in for his first spring?
You know, we've really been able to connect a lot, and just kind of them getting in the playbooks, they're a lot further than what I thought they would be. So just having them out here day one, you know, being able to run all type of routes and really just executing day one assignments has been really big for them. So I'm proud of Baylor Cup and all those tight ends.
Might be a little weird on September 28th looking across the field and seeing Nick over there. Have you thought much about that and how it might be in that situation?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. You know, we went against each other in practice a lot, competed, obviously really good friends, but being able to be on both sides of the ball, it should be fun.
So how much different was it for everybody the second offseason with Jimbo as opposed to the first?
I think we kind of knew what to expect this year, but no matter what, we knew that we had to come out here, work hard, and really just trying to perfect our craft and understand where we can be, understand that, know where we are, understand exactly where we are so we can get to where we want to be.
Did you go get some work done in San Diego last week?
Yeah, great weather out there too. So.
Who are you working with?
George Whitfield.
What were y'all working on out there?
Just some base fundamental stuff, more knee bend to kind of help me stay off my toes and just being able to help my deep ball on some touch stuff, so
it was
really good.
Is that the first time you worked with him?
I worked out with him last year, last spring break, too.
How good is that to get around just a bunch of other quarterbacks and just kind of go, all y'all kind of doing the same thing and have the same mission? What's that like?
Yeah, it's really good, and just kind of finding out we kind of learn stuff from each other, not just George Whitfield always coaching, but You know, having guys out there with you, you know, on the same mission as you, trying to perfect their craft is really good.
Who else was out there besides you?
Connor Blumberg was out there.
Kellen, they announced today that your first game is going to be on a Thursday night. You guys, I think, did it last year. Do you like the fact that you guys will get to go on a Thursday a couple days earlier than everybody else?
Yeah, I think I liked it last year. Just, you know, first game. I think it was first game of the season, right? Yeah, so first game of the season. Just being able to be kind of on primetime TV and, you know, so, but we kind of understand where we want to be, so it should be really fun.
Do you know why the Texas State guys? You guys over there?
No, I do not.
Kellen, last year, obviously, it was an adjustment for everybody, and particularly quarterbacks adjusting to Jimbo's style, the way he coaches. I know he's hard on quarterbacks. How much of an adjustment was that for you from a mental standpoint? And now that we're a year in, how much more comfortable are you with the way he coaches and the style he
Yeah, it was definitely something that I wasn't used to, and definitely all the other quarterbacks. You know, I'm really hard on myself, so whenever he coaches, I kind of have that already in my mind. So I think that's why we kind of gel really well together. But just kind of getting those young guys, you know, who are in the same boat as me last year, to kind of understand that he's going to be hard on you, but, you know, he wants you to succeed, and that's the biggest thing. So just being able to be a leader and kind of coach those younger guys at quarterback is kind of really a big thing.
How much was it of a learning process was it for just in the adjustment into your life?
It was really big, and just kind of trying to find out where Jimbo exactly wants us to be exactly was kind of a big jump for everybody. And, you know, but I feel like we, you know, our the way we played, developed more trust in us, and we're kind of able to continue to grow from that.
Two more.
What are the expectations he's outlined for you?
Just continue to get better from where I was last year. And that's the same thing with me. I don't want to be the same quarterback that I was last year. I want to make the jump, if not bigger, from my freshman to sophomore season.
You guys have three practices this week. As a player, what do you want to get done, you know, this first week of spring practice to make sure it springboards the way you want it to?
Just continue to grow from one practice after another. Let's continue to get better, and, you know, we'll see where we're at.
Does the preparation change knowing how tough the schedule is going to be in the fall, knowing that you're going to have so many tough games? How does that affect the way that y'all prepare throughout the year?
I don't think anything changes. You know, we're always going to put in 100% effort, and if not, then they really don't need to be on the team. So, you know, no matter who it is on the team, whether it's receivers, quarterbacks, everyone, you know, we're all going to prepare to the max of our ability, and we're going to go out on the field and compete.
Along those lines, does that two extra days help before Clemson? Since you're playing on a Thursday night instead of Saturday, how much does that help?
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot. And, you know, Jimbo, who's a really big game planner and a guy who's always played against Clemson, just having those two extra days to kind of scout them, game plan them, and also us quarterbacks and everybody else on the team, is going to be really big for us to utilize those 2 days.
All right. Thanks, Kel.
Thanks, Kel.
Big on the crypto game right now?
Big time.